OpenAI cut its prices 80% on Thursday. It held that lead for about 14 hours. Welcome to AI in 15 for Saturday, August 1st, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Today, DeepSeek answers OpenAI's price cut overnight with a model built to slot straight into OpenAI's own coding agent. Google fixed more Chrome security bugs in 1 month than in the previous 2 years combined, and Hacker News has questions. A conjecture James Clerk Maxwell floated in 1873 falls, with the key idea suggested by a language model. Thinking Machines puts a 276 billion parameter model on the table under Apache 2.0. Plus, Microsoft's tiny cyber model and its asterisk, an AI hedge fund down 67% in a month, and a laptop running a 2.8 trillion parameter model. Marcus, we led yesterday with OpenAI's price cut. Walk me through what happened next.
At 6:56 UTC on Friday morning, DeepSeek pushed V4 Flash 0731 into public beta. 14 cents per million input tokens, 28 cents output. Luna, OpenAI's newly discounted fast tier, is $1.20 on output. So DeepSeek came in at roughly a quarter of the price of the thing that had just been cut 80%.
And on capability?
Sparse mixture of experts. 284 billion total parameters, only 13 billion active per token. A million token context window. Artificial analysis, third party, scores at 50 on their intelligence index, rank 3 out of 101. And the jumps inside a single post-training cycle are what made people sit up. Terminal bench went from 61.8 to 82.7. Deep swell went from 7.3 to 54.4.
But the number that matters isn't a benchmark, you said.
It isn't. V4 Flash speaks OpenAI's responses API format natively, and it's explicitly adapted for Codex, OpenAI's coding agent. That turns switching providers from a rewrite into a config change on exactly the surface OpenAI is trying to defend.
That's quite deliberate.
There's comedy in the timing, too. Thibaut Sodio, who runs Codex and ChatGPT at OpenAI, asked on X at 4:35 that morning what people wanted improved in Codex. 2 hours and 20 minutes later, DeepSeek shipped a model tuned for it.
Okay, hit me with the caveats because I know you have them.
Every headline number here is vendor supplied on the vendor's chosen field. DeepSeek ran the public code agent tasks on its own unreleased harness at maximum effort. 2 of the 9 benchmarks are its own internal sets, and GPT-5.6 doesn't appear in DeepSeek's comparison table at all. They're benchmarking against Claude Opus 4.8.
How does it do there?
Genuinely well on some things. Within 4 points on 5 of 9 benchmarks, and within 0.5 point on agent's last exam, at roughly 90 times less per output token. But the gap holds where it always holds. Repository scale work. NL2 repo 54 versus 69.7. DS bench hard 59.6 versus 71.7. Opus wins those by double digits.
So, what's the practical read for someone building on these APIs?
Frontier capability now has a shelf life of about 2 months, and the company that cut first held its advantage for less than a day. Model choice is turning into a procurement decision rather than a strategic bet. And the place where the price collapsed fastest this week was China. Chinese models reportedly account for something like 46% of U.S. enterprise token usage on OpenRouter.
Completely different. Google says it fixed 1,072 Chrome security bugs in a single month.
Across Chrome 149 and 150, both shipped in June. For scale, the previous 23 Chrome versions over 2 full years fixed 1,036. So 1 month beat 2 years. Google credits an AI pipeline using Gemini models to find, triage, and write patches. One of the finds was a critical sandbox escape that had been sitting in the codebase for 13 years.
13 years. That's uncomfortable.
Chrome's director of engineering, Doug Turner, said LLMs have fundamentally shifted the economics of cybersecurity, transforming vulnerability discovery into an automated industrial-scale operation. Microsoft patched 570 flaws in July and cited AI too. Apple, interestingly, shows no spike at all, 482 bugs this year, roughly its historical pace.
500 comments on Hacker News. What's the sharp objection?
The best one I've read all week. How many of those automated fixes got reverted? How many introduced a new bug? What's the false positive rate on the finding agents? The blog post has counts for everything that went right and nothing for what could go wrong. A raw bug count is a weak proxy for security, and an internal push to hit a number before publishing a chart would produce exactly this chart.
Is there anything pointing the other way?
Yes, and it's a good data point. Firefox paid out nothing at Pwn2Own Berlin in May. First time since 2007. That suggests the easy bugs really are being harvested.
And this cuts both ways, presumably.
Of course, it does. The capability that found a 13-year-old sandbox escape is available to anyone who wants to look. What it favors is whoever has the code base and the compute to run it continuously, which is a real structural advantage for the big browser vendors, and not much comfort for everyone else.
Now, this one I loved. A conjecture from 1873 has been disproved.
Maxwell. James Clerk Maxwell, the electromagnetism Maxwell, suggested that for n-point charges, if all the equilibrium points in the electrostatic potential are well-behaved, there can be at most n-1 squared of them. For 5 charges, that ceiling is 16. 3 mathematicians, Philip Arethune, Gavin Ball, and Matthew Kavalheim, posted a paper on Wednesday exhibiting a 5-charge configuration with at least 24.
And the AI part?
The authors credit GPT 5.6 Sol with suggesting the key construction idea. They then developed, verified, and rigorously proved every step themselves. Worth being precise, the archive abstract doesn't name the model. That attribution comes from the author's own posts and the body of the paper. Greg Brockman amplified it.
Is it a big deal, mathematically?
The top Hacker News comment says no, and I think that's fair. The conjectures currently available for AI-assisted exploration tend to be the niche ones. Maxwell's isn't load-bearing for physics. Another thread notes AI-produced proofs are often correct, but inelegant. Machines don't care about beauty.
So, what is interesting about it?
The division of labor. The model proposed a construction. Humans verified it. That's a different mode from autocomplete and different from Oracle. And the economics are appealing. A wrong suggestion is cheap. A right one is a paper. It also matters that this was hand-verified, unlike that recent embarrassment where an AI proof of the Collatz conjecture turned out to be exploiting a bug in the Lean Theorem Prover.
Best career advice from the thread?
If theory gets cheap, experimental ability becomes the bottleneck.
Mira Murati's Thinking Machines released Inkling Small, and the weights are public.
Apache 2.0, no usage restrictions. Mixture of experts, 276 billion total parameters, 12 billion active, million token context, natively multimodal across text, images, and audio. $1.20 per million output tokens against $4.05 for the larger Inkling.
And it beats its bigger sibling?
On reasoning, yes. 31.6% on humanity's last exam against Inkling's 29.7. 80.2 on SWE Bench Verified, 89.5 on GPQA Diamond. Where the big model still wins decisively is raw factual coverage. Simple QA verified, it's 43.9 for Inkling, versus 20.6 for small.
So what does that tell an engineer?
It's the most useful lesson in the story. Shrinking a model costs you memorized facts far more than it costs you thinking ability, which is a strong argument for small models plus retrieval rather than large models plus hope. And an Apache 2.0 model with a million token context from a US lab is a fairly direct answer to the open weights momentum coming out of China.
Microsoft Cyber Model. We touched this on Wednesday. What's new?
The detail underneath the chart. MAI Cyber One Flash, 5 billion active parameters, scores 95.95% on CyberGym inside Microsoft's multi-agent harness. About 12 points above Anthropic's Mythos 5 at half the cost. But read the chart label. The winning configuration is MAI Cyber One Flash plus GPT 5.4. The small model handles roughly 90% of tasks. The hard 10% routes to a frontier model.
So it's a routing result, not a small model result.
Exactly. And that's precisely how you get to a 50% cost reduction. It's also Microsoft methodically reducing its dependence on OpenAI for routine inference, while still needing OpenAI for the tail. Worth pairing with a post trending this week titled, "Everyone is building LLM routers, we deprecated ours." Generic prompt-level routing is proving hard. Domain-specific routing with a purpose-trained specialist appears to work.
Money. Leopold Aschenbrenner's AI hedge fund fell 67% in July.
Situational awareness, run by the former OpenAI researcher. Letter to investors on Thursday. They sold the bulk of the public equities portfolio to Ken Griffin's Citadel this week. His words, "We came closer to permanent capital impairment than is acceptable to us." He blamed short sellers targeting the firm's positions and compared it to a bank run.
Context, though.
Important context in both directions. The fund reportedly peaked near $40 billion in value and sold at around 10. But even after July, it's still up about 80% on the year. This is a leverage blow-up, not a thesis being disproven.
And the backdrop?
A broad semiconductor sell-off. The PHLX Semiconductor Index fell 10% in a week, steepest since April 2025. Roughly $1.3 trillion erased. Analysts point to Moonshot's Kimi K3 landing on July 17th as a DeepSeek 2.0 moment, and to Meta becoming a seller of GPUs rather than only a buyer, which undercuts the perpetual scarcity thesis holding those valuations up.
Your read?
Capital markets and capability run on two different clocks. The models got cheaper and better this week, while the stocks priced on them fell hard. The lesson here is about leverage, not about AI.
Two things going viral among developers. Start with the fun one.
Waste. Weight-aware streaming tensor engine. It runs Kimi K3, 2.78 trillion parameters in about 29 gigabytes of RAM on a 64 gig MacBook Pro. By keeping the weights on disk and streaming the experts it needs each token off NVMe. The container is 982 gigabytes on disk.
And the speed?
About half a token per second. One commenter costed the electricity at roughly $5 per million tokens, excluding hardware. Worse than just paying DeepSeek.
So, why does anyone care?
Because it makes the sparsity of these architectures viscerally concrete, and it proves frontier-scale models will run on consumer hardware if you'll trade throughput for privacy. The other one is QM from YC Software, a multiplayer agent harness where every person in every room gets its own scoped memory, files, permissions, and sandbox. The signal there is that the interesting problem in agents has moved from the agent loop to scoping and permissions. Best comment in the thread, "I gave an agent its own Slack channel, and it started scheduling meetings with other agents without me. I've never felt more like middle management."
One to watch. Tomorrow, August 2nd, California's AI Transparency Act becomes operative. Any generative AI system with over 1 million monthly users has to ship a free public detection tool and embed machine-readable watermarks. Watch whether the big providers actually ship by Sunday.
Counter. Latent watermarks die to a screenshot, and the detection tools are graded by the same firms whose output they're meant to catch. Watch the compliance theater, not the technology.
That's your AI in 15 for today. See you tomorrow.